Here's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The town of Kent and Connecticut State Police are seeking information about recent vandalism at Emery Park, a town park in Kent off Route 341. Kent Park and Recreation Director Leslie Ferris said there will be increased surveillance from state police at both town parks following an incident at Emery in which a large wooden picnic table was thrown into the swimming pool. Today at 2 p.m., Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro will host the next in his series of hour-long online COVID-19 town halls, which will be streamed live on Dutchess County Government's Facebook page to provide the latest information to residents and the media, including the progress towards restarting Dutchess. Due to the coronavirus outbreak, school district elections are taking place by absentee voting in New York. Eligible voters should receive a ballot in the mail from their district. Ballots must be received by districts not postmarked by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 9th, to be counted. More than a third of New York State's senators have signed a letter asking Governor Cuomo to change the rules for next week's school budget vote. The 27 lawmakers want Cuomo to modify the executive order to allow ballots to count if they were postmarked by June 9th, rather than delivered. And a recreational vehicle sustained extensive damage on Wednesday night after it caught fire in Copic, New York. Fire Chief Randy Shattuck said on Thursday about five fire companies were dispatched to the Copic Camping Resort at 2236 County Route 7 at about 10:13 in the evening after employees at the campground spotted the fire while making their nightly inspection of the campground. Firefighters were able to get the fire under control about 25 minutes after arriving. Berkshire Hills Regional School District Superintendent Peter Dillon has announced the Monument Mountain Regional High School will be graduating its class of 2020 in a virtual ceremony at 10 a.m. Sunday. The program will air on CTSB TV channel 1302 and will stream at 10 a.m. at mmtv.us and at ctsbtv.org/education-ch-1302-html. Check the watch button. The program will be available for later viewing on mmtv.us via mmrhs.bhrsd.org, also on Pittsfield Community Television. Dutchess County Public Transit has announced full bus service will resume for all 13 fixed routes, as well as rail link services on Saturday, June 6. Extensive social distancing and cleaning protocols are in place to protect the health and safety of riders and drivers and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Bus fares for all services have been temporarily suspended for a pilot period to allow passengers to adjust to the various safety protocols. Since the COVID-19 pandemic first arrived in Dutchess County, the department has implemented significant cleaning and sanitation procedures, as well as new public health safety policies for drivers and passengers, including all Dutchess County Public Transit's routes and schedules are available online at dutchessny.gov/publictransit. They also are offering a new weekly designed mobile app with real-time bus tracking. The department app is available for iOS and Android on Google Play and iTunes from DoubleMap. Despite a slew of deaths early in the pandemic, new inspections required by the state show the spread of coronavirus largely under control in Berkshire County nursing homes. The State Department of Public Health last month began inspecting facilities every 2 weeks and reporting the results on its website. Rigorous safety policies, like keeping out visitors, also appear to be working, along with state-mandated universal testing of staff and residents. But quickly rising death toll last month at Williamstown Commons Nursing and Rehabilitation Center shot fear through the entire county. Soon after, Fairview Commons Nursing and Rehab Center in Great Barrington also registered 4 deaths. Taking a look at some of the graduations in Connecticut that are coming up, the Housatonic graduation will hold a specially distant graduation ceremony at Lime Rock Park on Sunday, June 21st at 4. According to Principal Ian Sturver, he announced the plan at the June 1st meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education meeting. That is on our website at catv6.com under our Vimeo links. Students and family members will come to the Tracks Gate on White Hollow Road at 3:30, where they'll be directed directed to a staging area for temperature screening using handheld infrared thermometers. Anybody with a temperature higher than 100.8 degrees will be taken out of the line due to a nearby location for additional screening. As they pass through the checkpoint, drivers will receive a credential from the track and an event program just before 4 p.m. Drivers will proceed to the track straightaway and finish line, where the track staff will arrange cars facing the grandstand on Tuesday. On Tuesday, June 9th, the Lee H. Kellogg 8th grade students will be graduating. Due to the COVID-19 virus, they cannot extend an invite to the community to attend the graduation ceremony, but they can extend an invite to helping with a wave parade. Graduation will be held at 6:30 on the June 9th at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Due to the current situation, the graduation will be kept very short. What you can do to help: the graduates will leave Lee H. Kellogg and pull out of the school, go left down Main Street, bear right at the Falls Village Inn, and then take a left under the bridge and a left onto Warren Turnpike. If you are willing and able, you're asked to join them by decorating your car, hanging signs, waving, and cheering on the class of 2020. You'll line up by 6:30 p.m. Please remember to follow COVID-19 recommendations. Meanwhile, Sharon Center School's 8th grade commencement will take place on Tuesday, June 9th. Members of the Sharon community are encouraged to line North Main Street. Social distancing and masks are required to celebrate the graduates. The graduate vehicle wave parade is expected to begin at 6:15 p.m. The rain date is Wednesday, June 10th at the same time. In North Canaan, three meetings held in rapid succession led to the approval of the 2020-2021 town and education budgets. Following votes by the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen, the trio of meetings were held online. The board's recommendation and vote on approval of the budgets totaling $11,533,473. Of that, the total education budget comprises $8,786,455. The selectmen voted unanimously to accept the budgets as presented, clearing the way for the Board of Finance to set the mill rate. The Berkshire Botanical Garden launches their summer season in Massachusetts. Upcoming online classes, including weaving and natural materials workshop with fiber artist Jamie Goldberg on Heart Textiles on June 14th. Also, make a tool belt for the garden on July 13th, also online. On June 30th, The Secret Life of Plants will be presented by storyteller and design artist Joey Chernia and will teach children and their grown-ups to make zines or short homemade books depicting their houseplants. Registration is required for the classes. On-campus and field study classes are subject to change in accordance with COVID-19 phased operating guidelines. Updated class information and registration is available at berkshirebotanical.org/events or at 413-298-3926. A drive-through food drive to benefit the Corner Pantry in Lakeville, Connecticut, sponsored by Litchfield County Board of Realtors, will be held on June 6th from 10 until 2 at the Sharon Market parking lot. Suggested food donations: canned tuna, pasta sauce, canned fruit, hearty soups, shelf-stable milk, vegetable oil or canola oil, and cereal. You can leave your food in your trunk. A volunteer will come and collect it. The Tagconic Grange, number 100, having their annual outside plant sale, but not the tag sale, inside the hall on Dunbar Road in Sharon on Saturday, June 6th, and most likely on Sunday, June 7th, if they have unsold plants. As always, they'll have both flowers and vegetables. The sale will start in the early morning and go on for most of the day. No time specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. The sale is self-service with protocol maintaining the recommendation of social distancing protocols of 6 feet of separation between individuals. If you're sick, stay home. You have to wear a face mask or covering at all times. They ask that you follow the arrows to keep yourself and others safe. They appreciate your cooperation. More information at 860-364-5373. Coming up in Cornwall on Sunday, June 7th, at the Cornwall Bridge Triangle Green at 12 noon, Black Lives Matter, a peaceful protest, will be held. They're encouraging everybody to bring a sign, friends, and family. If you're attending, a mask must be worn and social distancing rules must be abided by. You're asked to park in the legal parking places that do not occupy open businesses that are having parking slots there. No parking at the Cornwall Country Market, the Cornwall Package Store, or Housatonic River Outfitters. The Aminia Garden Club is working on restoring Borden Park in the Wasaic Hamlet, a recently renovated space, and started replanting. The town of Aminia has replaced the picnic tables, and it will become a nice new space adjacent to the rail trail extension, which will be opening soon. As they work on this, they could use a little help if anybody wants to volunteer. Weeding is the current need. If you would like to help, they need to manage social distancing, so please let them know so they can avoid any group gatherings. For more information, AminiaGardens.org or contact Aminia Garden Club at gmail.com. On June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets, totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending through an unprecedented process which all votes will be cast via mail. The Dover Union Free School District, the Pine Plains Central School District, and Weebatuck School District will be all looking for you to vote, so look for your ballots, which should arrive to you via the mail. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlaken.com, and also you'll find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com.